city. Gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled. And all I wanna do is dig.
A podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 214, recorded on March 12th, 2015. 15. My name is Brent Copeland.
And I am Maz from down under. It's all happening.
In the business. Sorry. We're just gonna talk about Minecraft. I'm MC. I'm the MC for the Minecraft scene. See what I did there? I did an MC twice. Two MC squared, bitches.
Get on it. Yeah. I'm just gonna be your backup guy who just goes yeah and repeats stuff that you say because I ain't good at that that hippity hop. How you going?
I'm doing good. I gotta get the board set where I can actually turn down knobs. Right now, I've got to, like, reach through this, like, pit of crap over here.
Oh, don't tell me about pits of crap.
It's a little awkward.
It's all happening.
And just JBJ Blaze in the chat room. We are running live on Beam right now, beam.pro/Brent Copeland. JBJ Blaze, bitches is not a bad word. Even in Australia, bitches. Right? Bitches.
Bitches be tripping.
They've been saying that for years on TV. So.
Yeah. Oh, man, you get away with so much on television.
So we're still
kids. And this is the internet.
I wouldn't say it at school. Like, I wouldn't call your teachers the bitches or the girls at your school bitches.
There's no respect in calling.
Yeah. But hanging out, talking about girl dogs, you're going to say, you know, I walked the bitches this morning, and I don't think anyone can condemn you for that.
No, you can get a sneaky swear in. By referring to female dogs. Good chat, everyone. Wow, Minecraft
related, wasn't it?
It so was. Yeah, there's dogs in that game, I think. Last I saw. And you can breed them, so there must be some bitches in that game. Am I right?
In what game?
The Minecraft.
The wolves. Do they turn into dogs or are they tamed wolves?
Tamed? Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
Is it?
Never mind.
Fair?
I don't know what the female term for.
I don't know.
Well.
I just want to. There's a few things I want to say during our. We don't have a guest today.
We don't.
We do have an all call-in show.
And woo-hoo!
If you want to leave a call-in in the future, we're going to start. Call-ins are going to take precedence over submissions to the forum.
Oh my goodness! We like to hear your sweet voices.
Yeah.
Over reading, because I mean we all struggle a little bit reading that doc, don't we?
We do, and if we can just play stuff, that'd be great. And
yeah,
the thing is, I went ahead and I got us a pro account for SpeakPipe, so we could set the duration and do some other things. Get more than just 20 a week,
or
20 a month. I think is all you get on the free one. So I really want people to use this. I want you to be comfortable. I'm not going to pick up the phone. My dad, my mom's not going to pick up the phone. Your dad, your mom's not going to pick up the phone. It's just going to be you.
Hello, is Mr. Copeland there? Hello.
Uh-oh, they got through. They got through to the real number. So you don't have to worry about like some weirdo picking up. Just call. And it's on your computer. Probably on your phone, too. I don't know. I don't know if SpeakPipe works on your phone, but you can try. And you just go to speakpipe.com/theshaft, and it's all nice and easy right there. So do it.
Yeah.
And you could be on the next shows. JBJ Blaze sent something in just a minute ago. And it's
look at that. That's how easy it is.
That easy. You could send something right now, like Mitch Matey. I don't know what he sent. We're going to listen to it live. This is how crazy it is. Mitch Matey, right here.
Oh. Hey, Shaft Podcast. I don't even play Minecraft anymore. Why am I sending this message again? Oh, I don't know. Anyway, have a good show. Thanks.
Thank you. We will have a good show.
So I can't hear them, so that's a thing.
Oh, that is a thing. We'll fix that. Damn, yeah. That's gonna suck.
Yeah.
Because this is all Colin show. Oh my god. I'll rephrase what they say.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Well, we found that out early. That's good.
Oh.
Our journeys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What have you been up to, Brent? I'm really interested because we haven't spoken in a long time.
A bunch of stuff. We had like snow here. We had snow NATOs. We had floods. We had the weather has just been all like end of the world crap down here in Alabama over the past couple weeks. It's been like 3 weeks, I think, since we've done a show, which is horrible.
Is that because of the snow or because everybody's
it's PAX, people didn't have internets for some shows. So just, you know, things. So I haven't been like trying to get a guest because I didn't know. I was like, I don't know if I need to start working on like just doing the show by myself if no one else can make it or what. But we're going to try to do it weekly in the future.
Mm. My internet got disconnected through a snafu with my telco and and it took them 6 days to turn it back on. And it was a nightmare. And so I didn't have a phone either because it's the same people. You have no idea how much you need those things.
Until they're gone.
I felt like I was Tom Hanks in Castaway. Like, that's how off the grid I was. Like, it's...
Did you have a volleyball that you put a face on?
Yep, Wilson.
Help me. Be my friend.
Yep. Then my dog ate him, and that sucked. That was a bad day for me. Oh, my goodness. It was just horrifying. I'm like, I need internet. So, like, I'd go to work, their Wi-Fi, and I'd be like, oh, Facebook, people, talk to me. What's happening out there? Day three. Well, I'm sharpening the knives.
I think Goode and Matt, Wes went to PAX. I'm pretty sure. So I haven't heard from them. So I didn't know if they were going to be around tonight. And I've just been kind of trying to get things going. So I didn't really have time to like even ask anyone. So just really getting things going. I had also had a job interview on Tuesday, and it was like a 4 hour long interview. It's crazy.
Wow, I've
never had an interview that long.
But were you just talking to them the whole time?
There were
a series of tests.
I thought maybe there would be, right? Because it's for a programming gig. But it ended up being more. I would talk to the manager for a little bit, and then there was like different groups that I would be interacting with, and I'd talk to each group for like 45 minutes.
Wow.
And they'd ask me questions, and I'd answer them, and hopefully I answered them well enough that they'll hire me. So I don't know. In a couple weeks, I'll find that out.
Did you bust out any of your raps, your sick rhymes?
No.
Because that would have been a deal sealer.
I told my wife I was going to, but I didn't end up doing this. I thought maybe this isn't the time.
Let me just play you drop a juice one time.
I mean, but, you know, it's kind of weird being in an interview and, like, you know, the past 10 years, what I've been doing with, like, dead workers and stuff, it's like, that's like most of my interview is talking about all that stuff, and it's just, it's weird. It's just... I don't know, crazy wacky stuff. and when you gotta hate explaining for the like hundredth time like what Dead Workers Party is. And like, that's an interesting name, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. So I had that. I've also had some issues with the new board. Like, I've been doing recordings, and then I would get in to edit them, and there'd be no like audio randomly. Yeah. And I thought something was wrong with the board, so I kept looking, and apparently my cat walked over the board and hit the mute buttons on a couple of the dials.
I love that.
So just like all suddenly, it's just like those tracks weren't getting audio up, and
cats.
So I had that taken care of, so now I actually hear everything that's going through the board. So if something's not going through, I know. Got that fixed up. So I threw my cat in the garbage, and it is now dead and gone.
Yep. Oh, you did the old wheelie bin full of water trick, did you? And you close the lid.
Oh, and throw the cat in. Put water in first?
Well, if you want the cat not to come back.
Well, I just put it in there and then the garbage bags on top.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that works.
I mean, it made noises for a while. I haven't heard noises in a couple days, though.
Because the trash has been emptied since, and it's now in the landfill.
We're going to get emails from the...
So speakpipe.com/theshaft if you want to complain about that.
APC.
I'd just like to say that your description of cat murder is deplorable.
I imagine that's what activists sound like.
Yeah, I'll probably get a bullet in the back of my skull in a couple days.
Cool. Let's face it, cat lovers aren't leaving their house and their cats, really, are they?
Oh, that's true. That's true. So if you're a cat lover and you listen to the show, please don't try to hunt me down and kill me.
That would be bad. So yeah, I haven't been playing anything because the internet's been down. So I've just been playing like Smash Brothers and Mario Kart mainly, but just calling my telco every single day, screaming at them in their offshore call center, just driving me crazy.
Crazy.
I'm back now, and I need to get some videos up. I've got The Sims. I've got work. That's about it. I need to play some games.
Yeah, we need to find some games we can play together.
I know, right? We should play some TF2. We should play some Diablo 3. We should play some all the things.
What about the old Wii? Not the Wii U, but the Wii.
What about it?
Do you have that?
Yeah.
Like, do you play games on it still?
Yeah, but...
So my kids got a Wii U for Christmas, and so the Wii is just kind of hanging out. I mean, I would have to get some new controllers, but I don't think we could play some Wii games.
I don't think there are any online Wii games, are there?
What? They don't have Mario Kart or anything?
Oh, they do, but come on now. Nobody plays that when Mario Kart 8 exists. Steal your kid's Wii U, brother!
I guess I could do that. Okay. Don't tell them.
I'd be up for that. I'd be up for that hardcore because that's great fun.
You know what else is great fun? Playing voice messages without listening to them first. Here's one from Anonymous. That's always a good sign when it's from Anonymous.
It might have been me.
Oh, well, it's 11 seconds of pure love. Here it is.
Yeah. I'm... Yeah?
Did you call in and, like, go... Blah, 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 blah.
I thought it was, a test at SpeakPipe. Like, it was just testing my mic. And it turns out when I finished, it was actually sending it to you. So, yes, I did.
It was you.
I'm sorry.
No, that's awesome. That's awesome. And I think maybe, why don't we just go ahead and go into our next segment then?
Sure.
And I'm playing the SpeakPipe thing, so you're not going to hear it. So, don't talk.
The Shaft Podcast. Calling all turkeys for their listener contributions. I repeat, calling all turkeys listener contributions.
Lut ven ver teşekkür ederim.
So that's thank you, JBJ Blaze. That's a bumper from him, and I believe some tunes from Bitburner in the background.
Oh yeah, Bitburner up in the house. So you guys should do a collab, and you should get your rap on with the burner.
Yeah, I think Bit would
rather kill himself.
I don't know if he'd want to do that once he heard me rap.
He'd rather eat his own poo. Song in that.
Yeah.
Just take his music and just.
Sounds like he dropped a deuce. Deuce, drop on a deuce. Anyway, this one's from Anna. And I'm not going to give out your email, Anna. And this is a rather long one. So hold up tight there, Mazzy. I will let you know when it's over.
Hold on tight.
Hold on real tight.
Hi! Something I think that should be added into Minecraft is a grappling hook, and I do know that this is already in a mod.
So I think that's good enough. We can just stop right there, actually. Anna thinks there should be grappling hooks in the game.
Oh, well, hello. I kind of don't like it. I almost liked it. Did you notice? Like, well, I almost liked that idea. Almost. But then I was like, okay, girls are four. So we don't need them.
Because what?
Because you throw an ender pearl to get somewhere.
Yeah.
And a grappling hook would kind of do the same thing.
What if you had to use ender pearls and it was like an ender hook thing?
Because
like ender pearls can like go away and
yeah.
Then you have to go well, kill more endermen. Like what if there was a tool that you kept around forever? Maybe you had to repair every once in a while. I don't know. I'm not really huge on the whole having to repair every damn thing every 5 minutes either. But
I like the idea of maybe crafting some kind of ender pearl stick, like a wand, ender pearl wand or something that you, it would give you the same power to keep the wand and teleport around, and it like degrades, you know, a lot slower than instantly disappearing. I think that might be a thing. And that's kind of in the Minecraft realm of sort of fantasy
magic
business.
I kind of like that better than the grappling hook. I kind of agree, because like the grappling hook is kind of like been done. It's in other games. Mm. It's in Far Cry. It's in probably too many things. Probably so. Mm. Now, like what you're saying is like now you've got like this magical wand of ender pearls that can shoot you around.
Yeah. So like you'd whack an ender pearl. How would we craft that? I'm just trying to think what would make it worth it. Like
I think if you. If you wanted to make it a forever item, that it, you could do like 50 or 100 ender pearls and a stick.
And a stick. I don't want it to be forever. I want it to degrade like a pickaxe would.
So then so, 10 and a stick.
Yeah, it's 10 ender pearls, a piece of obsidian, some gold maybe for like the thing that would hold the orb.
An end cap.
Yeah. And then a stick. That'd be cool. Let's get that done.
It's on the works. I think it is.
It's already started. Thanks, Microsoft.
It's gonna be done. Oh, let's see. Here's one, a voice message from Herbert. It's about a minute long, so hold.
Shit, Herbert. You need to calm your business. A minute. Wow.
Wow. See, that's why also paying for the service, I set it to where you can't do more than 30 seconds anymore.
Yeah.
All right. That's a good amount of time. That's okay. Good. So here, this is a good one, though, I thought. So here we go from Herbert. And I got to remember to refresh these before I actually play them. Then they'll play properly like this. Here we go.
I guess I'll have to keep this family friendly-ish now. Hey, Shafters. I sure do love the name of your podcast. Anyway, it's me, Herbert, from the Family Guy Show, and I have a question for y'all. I was wondering if you think Microsoft will bother fixing the poor performance of Minecraft, because it doesn't seem like anything's been getting done. And also, have you checked out Brent Copeland's YouTube channel? He's got an awesome morning show, calls it Morning Coffee, and he even streams it on the interwebs. You should go check it out. And if you see that muscly armed paper boy, tell him to stop by my basement for a popsicle. Basement popsicles. Anyway, thanks for being awesome, Shafters. Bye!
So there we go. Herbert the Perv from the Family Guy. He wants basement popsicles. What do you think about basement popsicles, man?
Basement popsicles. So ice blocks in the basement?
Actually, kind of messed this up because that was an in-joke that he was giving there. But this is actually listener contributions, and that last one was supposed to go to a different section. Anyway, his real question... was, I'm trying to remember it here because it was like a minute ago, which is a long time when you hear something a minute ago, and then you got to rehear it in Herbert the Perv's voice. And oh, yeah, he wanted to know, do we think that Microsoft will fix the poor performance in Minecraft?
I'm definitely hoping so. But, you know, what does that involve? We've spoken about it before, and it's kind of a an overhaul of the overhaul? Am I saying that right?
Yeah, overhaul.
Yeah, overhaul of the entire code, which they've only just done, so I don't think so. Talk about like making shaders like a normal thing so we could have sexy water and that kind of stuff, and I'm really keen for that because I love how you're playing it now, Brent, with all those sexy shader mods on.
Oh, did you see that? The village?
Yeah. Season? Yeah. Cool. So good. So good looking. So I'm like, I want to play it like that. It's just too hard.
Yeah, it was a trip to get that set up. I mean, it was, you know, watching videos and downloading and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, I think actually in the end, Microsoft is going to do jack and squat. I think they've basically said, hey, Mojang, y'all keep doing what you're doing. We're going to go over here and profit. See you later. So,
yeah.
And if it doesn't have dollar signs next to it and deal with making more money off it, I don't think we'll see Microsoft involved.
Mm, exactly. But, so,
yeah, they're too busy dealing with the turkey situation. Okay, let's see. Here's one. That's a short call. That's good. From here it goes. So,
kind of heard that.
Okay, well, then we'll move on to Mindless Fate, who says.
Hello, this is Mindless Fate, and I'm here to just let you guys know that I love you, and the Shaft is great, and I love the podcast, and it's amazing, and the podcast is really enjoyable, and I like listening to it, and it's a good podcast. You should give it a listen sometimes. It's really good. I mean, I really love the podcast. And it's a really good podcast. And it's amazing. And I like to listen to it. And yeah, it's a really good podcast. I really like listening to The Shaft. I really like the podcast. And it's a really, really good podcast. It's really enjoyable to listen to. So, yeah, just keep making the podcast, and, yeah, it's a really good one. It's amazing. Like, I really like it. Like, I would say that I love it. It's a really good podcast, and I really enjoy listening to it. So, yeah, I'll catch you guys later. Take care.
So, I'll summarize this for you, Matt, since you can't hear it. Mindless Fate really likes the podcast.
Ah, that's really awesome of you, Mindless Fate. So, I wish I could have heard it. I'll listen to the show on when it goes up on YouTube at Brent Copeland, and just so I can hear what you had to say. Oh, farted.
Wow.
Farted. It's a good one, wasn't it? Farted. 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 Farted.
I thought we were getting some Wookiee action over there.
Yeah, it's all happening. Far out.
All the stuff's in his pants. Anyway,
yeah, it's out of control.
Let's go on to something we like to call
X Excavation Station.
Love it. I can hear. It's so weird when I can hear a bumper and it's like, wow, bumpers, magic.
Well, that's what I'll do from now on. I'll download the voice calls and put them on the pads, and when I play them, you'll hear them.
Cool. Love it.
And I can't guarantee all these will be excavation stations because I accidentally played the one before that was not a listener distribution, and it was they wanted a what was that thing? A shooter mavob thing
hook
suck you across to what it is.
That's right. That's exactly the technical phrasing you were looking for. The hook shot. And we've changed it to some kind of ender staff that has some kind of limited teleporting abilities.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. We agree. We agreed on that.
So, and I like this. I think maybe in the future, instead of just tearing an idea down and saying no, we should turn it around and
let's just do what we
think would make it better.
Well, yeah, that's it. No idea is a bad idea, except for all the bad ones. But we can workshop them until they're good.
Good. Good. Geet. Good ideas. Okay, so here's one from Space Boot 1.
Love it. Love the Space Boots.
Where's my mouse? And it goes a little something like this. Hit it!
Hello, the Shaft Podcast. It is your old best friend, well, second best friend, Space Boot 1. Just have an excavation station idea for you guys. I hope you can read this on, or play this on the show. You know how enchanting tables, I think they need to be a little bit more interesting and better. And my idea for enchanting tables was that they should work a little bit like anvils, only the opposite way. Let me explain. Anvils, you know, they get worse with time. Every time you use an anvil, it gets a little bit broken or it has a chance to. So the opposite should happen with enchanting tables, is every time you use an enchanting table, it has a chance to get a little bit better. And you know how anvils get those little cracks and stuff on them? Well, the enchanting tables could get like little glowy bits, or maybe lapis smudges, like blue smudges on it or something like that, or like a little sparkle, or maybe like some of those runes, the intergalactic alphabet runes could fly around on it. And and then it gets a little better, and you get little bonuses for using the experienced enchanting table. And then you can pick it up and like carry it around with you and put it in a new location in the world somewhere. So you have that fancy enchanting table for your whole server to use. Thanks. Bye-bye for now.
So I actually thought this was interesting. The idea is basically that the enchanting table, the more you used it, the better the enchanting table got. And the appearance actually changes over time as you use it to look more enchanting. Sparkles and lapis lazuli smudges, he said. And So he said basically like a reverse anvil.
Yeah.
It's like he's saying an anvil over time breaks and you got to make a new one. And I really like this because it's all magic, and like, why wouldn't magic? Like, the more you used it, and it kind of
the
soaks
stronger
in
red
a little
cats.
More magic. It just gets more magic-y, right?
Yeah, I kind of like that idea. And this is where I would make it even better. The whole bookshelf idea is annoying to me because one, if you want like to do a low level enchantment, you've got to move your bookshelves. And
or
I like
do
making
a
the room.
Redstone contraption.
Yeah, that like pushes them away and that kind of thing. How about when you first make an enchanting table, it gives you low level, and the more you use it, the higher the levels you get access to. So you've got to learn other enchantments and move up the scale, and as it gets more powerful, then boom, you can do this good stuff.
Okay.
No?
I see that. Anyone? Well, and maybe it takes the same amount of levels or whatever. Like, so you're using your levels to basically build up this enchantment table.
Yes.
And then when you use it again, you don't... Because that way you would never have to go back to using level one enchant.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Just because, oh, I only have one level to use. Well, maybe that's not what the levels are for. That's for leveling your enchantment table. And then, like you said, I like that. Your enchants get better over... time, like, why would you go back and use a crappy enchants?
Yeah, because then you're like, it's almost like you and the table are getting better at doing magic, and you wouldn't do crap magic if you've been doing it for years.
Right, I agree.
Yes, well done. But basically, the bottom line is an enchanting table that looks better over time, that's cool.
Yeah,
I like that.
Well, and kind of as a side idea, how about we throw away this idea of levels or this thing that you make and create and you get up to level 51 and then you use it and you're back to level 1. Like, why don't we have like a magic dust or some sort of like It's these levels that you're getting normally, like those balls, but those balls are just like balls of magic. They get sucked into something, and you fill up a meter, and then you can use that magic, kind of like you do now with the levels or whatever.
Yeah.
But then levels are just levels. Like, you always go up in levels. You don't lose. You just...
Yeah.
And then, so, like, if you're level 71, you know, hey, I've been playing for, you know, a long time. Or maybe not. But I don't know. Right now, to me, levels are kind of weird and awkward and not really a level.
Yeah, they're not a level. It's more like points that you can spend. Yeah. you can redeem your points.
It's your enchanting points, right?
Yeah.
I have 51 enchanting point things.
Yeah.
That's another good level. Okay.
Cool. Cool cool idea, whoever that was. It was so long ago now, I don't remember.
Space Boot 1. Our Space Boot 1. Our second favorite friend. We only have one more excavation station idea, and this one is actually submitted by our buddy, our friend, JBJ Blaze. It goes something like this. Something a little like this.
Hello there, Shafties. This is JBJ Blaze! And my excavation idea station idea for tonight's show is having categories for your multiplayer server list so that you can sort of keep a better organized list of them all than just rearranging each of them by each one. So you could have them based on the list, based on what version the server is, etc. Thanks for the great show, and bye-bye.
So he wants a category list for your server list. I think, like, in Minecraft, your servers?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he wants a category list of some sort.
What do you mean, like...
What do you think? So, like, okay, you log into Minecraft, and you go to multiplayer...
Yeah.
And right now, it's just top to bottom. A, it's not even sortable. It's just the last one you put in is at the bottom.
It's sortable now. It's sortable now. Oh, it's sortable now.
By what?
There's little arrows on the icons, and you can move them up the list or down the list wherever you want them.
Right. Okay. So, but you've got to do it one by one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what he's asked for is, like, say you have a category. These are my PvP servers. They all go in this category. These are my minigame servers. They all go into this thing. So then you can click in and out of those. These are my whatever servers.
I can understand how that would be good, but I personally don't have enough servers on my list to even worry about.
Well, you suck. That's the problem.
I know, right?
Like, I don't have like enough on mine servers. Either, but it's still over a page, so I've got to scroll down to, like, find crap.
So it'd be like the Shaft servers, where I have, like, your server, my server, our game one we play on, and then you'll have, like, minigame mega servers, and you'll have, like, Hypixel and The Hive and whatever.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Like, I go look at my kids' list, and they have, like, 40 servers or something crazy, and it's just sure, you could put the ones you play the most at the top, but, like, say you're looking for, you know, whatever, you're scrolling forever looking for that crap, and maybe there needs to be a search or just a better feature set with the server list. Like, I would like to see where you could actually have like Steam when you go for a Team Fortress 2 server. You actually go there, you search for servers. There's a ton of servers out there. You can set your favorites that go on your list. You can search and do all that crap. But now you see, like, thousands of servers. Like, how... Think of how that would open up, like, servers, like Minecraft servers, to have, like, this...
Like, a browsable...
Yeah.
Yeah, a browsable thing would be amazing, because you'll be able to discover so much more. And just, like, put it by region as well, so that you can get on fast ones.
Yeah.
That's a cool idea.
And that would go on, like, your friends list, like, where then when you see your friends are playing on a certain server, you just join up on that server. And, like, just, like, that whole mechanic of multiplayer needs to be updated on the Minecraft end. Because I feel like right now they're just kind of like this. There's really nothing on the multiplayer side. They have, like, okay, well, you can put in... basically a notepad list, right? You've got a list of data, which are your server lists. But besides that, they didn't do anything else.
No.
And then you got to go out. You got to find all the crap. You got to do all the work.
Yeah.
And multiplay. So anyway, I think that's definitely something they can work on.
Good. Yes. Good idea, JBJ. All good ideas today. All of them are good.
In one way or another, we might have bastardized them just a little bit.
Yeah. We improved them, I think.
We got a few last minute call-ins. Christopher Walken just called in. So let's see.
Christopher Walken?
Let's see what Christopher Walken has to say.
Oh. Hello, my name is Christopher Walken, and today I think we should go and get some Minecraft games up in here. So I have a question for you. What do you think we should have in Minecraft? I'm turning the tables on you. What do you think? I think we should have more cowbell, honestly, but what do you think, Brent?
So, Christopher, Mr. Walken, wants to know what we want in Minecraft.
Well, without putting too much on Mojang's plate, I think the Ender Staff is a good idea. Yeah. Just between you and me. Of course, we always want more
boss
mobs. Yeah.
More armors, more ores. Like, see, I would like to progress through ores like you kind of do currently. Like right now, you make a wood whatever, and then you use it for 2 seconds to get cobble. And then use that for, 40 seconds till you get some iron, and then use that for a day until you get, diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why not, you use that until you can get obsidian, and then you can make your obsidian pickaxes, which then you use that until, you can get some end ore from the end, and then you can make some new, keep going. Maybe nether should be next. Some ores in the nether that you can use that are even stronger. And just keep going. Just keep going as you build in. And it gives you a reason I need to go to the nether to get better pickaxes. Well, I need to go to the end to get better pickaxes. Well, I need to go to the sky zone to get, even better pickaxes and armor. Like, everything you currently make with, diamonds or whatever, you would make the same thing with these ores. Like they need to quit doing this thing where they're like, okay, we've got this new block, and you can set it on the ground. And then 2 months later, well, now you can use that block to make stairs with. And, then 3 months later, okay, now you can use that block to make... No, okay, any block that is ore should be able to use for whatever you can use ore. Any block that you used to build with, you can use to build with. Stairs, doors, blah, blah, blah. Just every block that you make comes and is... Like, why is that not in the code? It's like, it's an object, right? You just make... This is an object. It's a door object. Whatever block you put into that door object, that's what your damn door is made out of. But no, they've got to code each damn block separate. Anyway, so.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does. It does. There's too many blocks.
Too many blocks. I think we need stuff to do. I don't think there's enough. I just think they're not organized right. I think they're just...
They're not.
Like you said, there's too many blocks with like crap you can't do to it. All this granite, andesite, blah, blah, blah crap. It's just... Give me paint instead, right? And then I could paint my wood block any of these colors anyway. And then I don't need that.
Exactly.
I could definitely see that.
What do you think is going to be next in the next update? Is it 1.9 around the corner?
Block.
Oh my god!
Jeb was talking about there's another block he's working on. So
I'm working on another block. It's gonna be pink, and later on I'm gonna make it so you can make stairs out of it if you like.
Stairs. Well, we do stairs. Have another call-in. This is Tim.
Ooh,
Bo. I like this live call-in.
Oh, but before you go on, is Christopher Walken? Was it a good Christopher Walken?
Not as good as yours.
Good, excellent. No.
Okay, we're getting more. Okay, here's Timbo.
Hello, my name is Timmy, and I really like your guys' show. And
okay, Timmy likes our show and is about to say other stuff, but I think Timmy may be Christopher.
Oh, hey.
I'm not sure about this. Ooh. But we'll see, because now there's a person from my 600-pound life on TLC. Which I think Christopher's on a roll here. Let's see what the I don't know. This could be bad. Let's see what happens.
Hey, so I'd like hamburgers in Minecraft.
They want hamburgers in Minecraft, and it was definitely Christopher Walken. But so,
yeah,
Timmy, Christopher Walken, and the person from TLC. I'll go ahead and give this. Let's give it credit. Hamburgers. Do you want hamburgers? Do you need more food?
No. No. I want a hamburger now, though. Like, that would be lovely.
Does it, made you hungry?
Yeah, it did.
I made it. You know what I mean? I made for dinner tonight. I'm not even waiting to see if you wanted to know. I made chicken, cheese, rice, broccoli.
Ooh.
Casserole. And it was really good. I'll give you a little secret. When you make your rice, mm-hmm. instead of using water,
use cheese
broth.
Oh, hello.
And it soaks up that chicken broth instead of the water, and it's very flavorful.
That's nice. That's a good idea.
There you go. Do that.
That's a good idea.
Okay. Mm.
So we've got one here from Voidy.
Oh, are you going to read something?
I'm going to read.
I thought it was all call-ins.
Read something. It's a big one.
Well, we can save this till next show.
Okay.
And then that means we can move on to...
Sha-boop-ba-boop-bop.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
So we all need ties just on hand for every show. Just we whip on the tie during this section.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We record this before the show.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing. Well, yeah.
Anyway, it's been weeks, but there really hasn't been much news. There's been a little bit, so we'll get to what there was, what there is,
mm-hmm.
what there shall be. Mojang and Turkey. There's some comments from Mojang basically kind of addressing the whole, if you remember the Turkey situation, where they have an organization that wanted to look into Minecraft and see if it was too violent and possibly... ban the thing.
I'll stop it.
later, they came back and the Christian Monitor actually talked to them, and they said, hey, we can't ban it. Like, apparently, I guess the department or whatever that's looking into it can't really ban stuff or whatever. Mm. So, it's not going to get banned, they say, though they are going to talk to Microsoft and try to get a version that is... creative only, no killing kind of thing, no violence in it. Do you think
turn off the mobs?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, they kind of have creative mode already in there. Do you think they would do this just to placate a country?
Good, no. It's not even the whole country. It's just a pack of idiots, isn't it?
Yeah. Basically, yeah, it's like an organization that... works for the country that they probably oversee things like this, and they've been getting complaints that, hey, this Minecraft game's really violent. Will y'all look into it?
But they wouldn't have got many, would they?
They
wouldn't
get many. Right? They need four.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it'd just be one woman writing in every day, and they're like, oh, shut this woman up. So we can,
or hell, it might be Notch, right?
Yeah.
Notch is like, this game is very violent.
It ruined my life. Absolutely. Oh,
worst
goodness.
Idea ever.
Oh, okay.
So I've got a great idea. It just dawned on me, like, what if, Brent, you put our videos together and then during the news segment you change the overlay of the thing so it looks like there's a desk below us and we just pretend that we're next to each other.
The wrong way. No, I looked the right way.
So did I.
No, you had it right first. Now it's wrong.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, now it's wrong. So what do you think of that?
I think that's awkward and we'll look the wrong way a lot.
It's enough. We'll talk about it later.
Okay. So that's a thing. Also in news, just so everybody's aware, do you know what ransomware is? You ever heard of this?
No.
So ransomware is this thing, and it's been around a while, but basically they'll get you to click on some kind of something or other, of outdated Flash movie or something. And somehow get control of your computer, and they basically hold it for ransom. Different ways, like maybe certain files or email. financial stuff, but they'll basically say, you pay us, and they usually do it kind of small amount because they want to do this to a lot of people, and they'll be like, pay us $200 or we'll, you know, delete these files.
Right.
Or, that's, you know, horrifying. We'll delete, you know, give you, won't give you access to it. Well, now they're doing this, and there's one going around targeting games, popular games like Minecraft.
Right.
So basically right now, the biggest, the best way to go about this is to not use IE or Opera. Those are the only two right now that are affected by this one. And it's an exploit with Flash. So also update your Flash players. Make sure you're on the newest Flash version.
Yeah.
Or they will basically isolate your gaming files like Minecraft and other games. And they'll basically take those files and lock them off for you. So you can't use them. So then you won't have your Minecraft files unless you pay them money.
Okay.
And then if you pay the money, they'll give the files back. But if they don't, you won't. They'll encrypt them, basically, and you won't get them back.
How horrible are these people?
Yeah. So that's a thing. It's out there.
Terrorists.
You know what else terrorists like?
BAFTA Awards.
4J Studios. That's right. 4J Studios has been awarded a family BAFTA. For being 4J Studios and doing Minecraft.
It's like the British Academy of Film, Television, and the Arts.
I guess.
So that is? Yeah.
We're after a BAFTA.
Oh, I wonder if that's ever been said before.
The aftermath of the BAFTA Awards. Come on, bring it in!
Yeah.
Let's hear it again, Christopher Walken!
No!
Hey guys, I don't know if you knew this yet, but
to a party I'm going to. There you go.
I liked it. We got Notch on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Just kidding, this isn't Notch.
Okay, it's not Notch. It's Mitch! Mitch,
hey guys, I don't know if you knew this yet, but I heard that Microsoft, they bought Mojang/Minecraft.
Okay, so Mitch wanted to let us know that Mojang bought Minecraft.
They made it. Thanks. They made Minecraft.
Thank you.
We're going so well with the call-ins, and you just ruined it. That was great. Is that, what does that mean? Is that the end?
I was just doing the noise stuff, so we had noise going. I do want to say thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And be sure to follow and subscribe so you know when we start up any other program on the Beam channel.
The Beams with the 3-second delays. It's great. And don't forget to go to speakpipe.com/theshaft and send in your call-ins for next week's show, because these are awesome.
Because they will be, like I said, they will be put first. They will put in head of the line of anything sent in the submission form, though. If you still feel like you must use the old school submission form, just go to submit.theshaftpodcast.com and you can submit it there as well.
Tie your excavation station ideas to a pigeon and send it on out.
With a $5 bill.
Mm-hmm.
And be sure to follow Maz on Twitter at Extreme Beyond and on YouTube at Extreme Beyond.
Ooh, that'd be lovely.
And you've got a patreon.com/Maz as well.
Mm-hmm.
You did an awesome job tonight. It's like you, you're a pro.
Oh, I know, right? Like, I should be here every week.
We didn't have, like, a two-minute delay or anything. You were only 15 minutes late, but that's Australian.
It's Australian. I can't help what time does over here. It runs slower. or fast.
You can follow me at Brent Copeland on YouTube, at Brent Copeland. And on Patreon, that's just Brent Copeland. And look for some more Minecraft videos next week, as well as some Smite. And
on some Smite.
Tuning in.
I won't.
You should. I wish you'd play Smite with us.
I just don't even... I'll try it. How about that? How about I just get it and we'll just see what happens?
I don't make it for a Mac. You got a dual boot or something.
No, they make it for Mac now. Come on now.
No, calm they down. Don't.
They do. Because somebody told me. Oh, is that League of Legends?
It's probably League of Legends.
Gonna go to smite.com.
I would play League of Legends, though, with you. Just because you can play it.
Yeah.
That's how much I love thee.
I don't know. I just don't know about League of Legends. Download game.
I don't know either. I mean, Smite is so much better. I just think you need to dual boot. Get out of this Mac-only world you're in, sir.
I know, right? Oh, well.
Get out of it. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. We're going to do this little outro thing here, and we will see you all next week. Same time, same bat channel, same shaft place.
Shaft to do da! Gonna make that a thing. No, I'm not.
That's good. I don't really have the real outro anymore because the outro was just laced with a bunch of like Dead Workers Party info, and since we'll have to make a new outro.
Get your business at theshaftpodcast.com.
So instead, you get this. Damn, I did it the wrong way again. I got this, though. I got it.
You need to put an arrow on your monitor. Maz is that way. Bye, everybody. Bye. Having too much fun.